Good morning, everyone. Excuse me. It is 2:55 a.m. on Thursday, the 14th of January, 2016. And this is my first audio boo. Actually, I think my account runs out today, my Plus account, because I do it monthly. I renew it monthly. It is my first post of this year. So happy new year, everyone, belatedly. Unfortunately, my year has got off to a very bad start. I don't want to go on too long about it, but I'm downstairs because I've slept most of the evening and came down to make a cup of tea and get something to eat because I didn't have a meal. I've only had one meal today, and that was earlier in the day. So I just had a piece of toast, one piece of toast, which was made with some very, very dark flour. I don't know what brand it is. Then I had one tiny little piece of real butter on it. Some low-fat hummus, a chopped-up freshly cooked beetroot, and some chopped-up spring onion. And it was very nice. And I rounded it off with a plum. And now I've got a cup of tea. Everyone else is asleep. Obi will be up in an hour because he needs to be at London Bridge by 6 o'clock. Going back to Christmas, my Christmas wasn't really very nice. I had some nice presents, and the day I wasn't very well on the day, really. I think it's, to be honest with you, the trouble started when the day I broke my foot, because I couldn't, I mean, it's a lot better now. It's been 5 weeks now, 5 weeks and 2 days. It still hurts sometimes. And I can't walk a long way on it. Well, I can't walk a long way anyway at the moment for various other reasons, but I have nothing to do with my foot. But my foot is getting better. But for the first, I'd say 3 weeks, it was very painful. But the first two, it was pretty much agony. I couldn't use the crutches. I had a boot which was it raised me up. You're meant to use it with crutches, so it was much higher than the other foot. I couldn't walk like that, and it was so painful to wear the boot and walk on it. Oh, you're not going out, mate. That's Chief Wackaboo-boo. It's been a very, yet another very, very, very wet evening, and they're licking their... No, they haven't just been fed, don't worry. Toof Toof came downstairs. I've just let him out to do a wee, and we haven't picked his bowls up from earlier. And he's just licking them, hopefully, thinking something might appear, like some kind of water into wine, empty dish into full one. The trouble started with my foot. I couldn't do much. It really shook me up, to be quite honest. And then I was already feeling anemic because I hadn't taken my injection on time. And the injection that helps to produce red blood cells, because my kidneys can't secrete the hormone called erythropoietin, which everyone's kidneys, if they're working properly, do. And it helps in the production of red blood cells. So every 2 weeks I have to take an injection. It's called Aranesp. I do it in the top of my leg. I've done it on here before. So the Saturday, I broke my leg on the 8th of December. It was a Tuesday, I think. And on the Saturday, I went to do my injection. I kept forgetting every day. I was really shaken up, actually. And my hand shook for some reason. And the needle went in, but all the liquid went everywhere. I think I talked about this on the previous post. Now, three different people told me... excuse me. I've got a bit of a throat virus, I think. Or a cold coming. Three different people told me that... I should not repeat the injection. I rang immediately to the out-of-hours ward and got them to ask one of the doctors, and they're probably one of these junior doctors, which are usually good, but they haven't got the experience. They said, no, don't take it. Some of it might have gone in. I actually know the needle went in, but I did it too quickly and it squirted everywhere. I don't think any went in. So they said, you'll have to wait another 2 weeks. And then on the Monday, I rang up the PD clinic, and one of the nurses told me the same. And then on the Wednesday, actually, Let me try and work this out. This was a week on the Wednesday. It was the 23rd of December. I actually was getting near breaking point. I was so weak. I saw the surgeon about my transplant, and he said it wasn't his field, he didn't know, but the transplant coordinator was in the room. She said, no, you might overdose yourself. Now, when I saw, I didn't take it, and I was dragging myself around, and I felt ill, very ill, and I got very depressed. I lost motivation to do my dialysis. I was doing it like once a day, twice a day. I had trouble with my stomach, bowels and laxatives and all that. And some days I didn't do it at all. This was like around Christmas, just before Christmas and over Christmas and over New Year. Is it raining again? Anyway, the long and short of it is I became quite sick, which is inevitable, really. I saw my consultant on Monday, this Monday just gone, and I told him what happened about the injection. And he said, that was the wrong advice. Now, that's pretty scary, considering I received it from three different people. Obviously, none of them were doctors, but they should have known. Well, one was a surgeon, but he admitted he didn't know. So I actually asked four different people. He didn't know. He didn't give me the wrong advice. He just said he's sorry he didn't know. Now, what I should have done is asked my consultant, and I have got his work number, you know, to go through direct to his office. And, you know, if I can't get hold of him, he will always call me back. So in future, if I've got any queries like that, I'm going straight to the top. I'm not messing about with anybody else. I mean, they're good at what they do, but that's obviously something that they didn't want to... I mean, they were doing what they thought was right, but it was wrong. And on Monday, he told me that some people are on these injections twice a week. Some people are on double my dose twice a week. And if I'd known that, if I'd actually known that, I would have just taken it again. I might have left it like 2 days or something. So finally, I took it last Wednesday. By Friday, I was really sick. I could hardly walk around. I couldn't relax. I was really heavy. I was stressed out. I felt like I couldn't. I think I was worried I might have fluid in my lungs, which, if you're overloaded with fluid, can happen. And it's all my own fault. I freely admit that. Most of it, well, in a way it is, but, you know, you can't help it sometimes if you get down, if you get depressed and you let things go, because I felt so isolated. I was upstairs a lot of the time because going up and downstairs with my foot was hell. And then it became... I got to the point where coming downstairs I could manage, but going upstairs, because my foot was bad and because I was so lacking in energy, I used to physically, literally sit upstairs when everyone was not here, that the kids might have been at their partners, Obi was at work, and I used to keep a bottle of water upstairs, but I might have been hungry and I need to get something to eat, but I couldn't go downstairs because I literally dreaded having to get back up the stairs, not because I couldn't do it, but because afterwards I was so out of breath, I couldn't talk. Now, I told them all this at the hospital. I said, I'm going to bring myself in today at King's College, and they said, and I told them I was having trouble, I wasn't having trouble breathing, but I think it's because I got tensed up. I felt like I couldn't get a lungful of breath properly. They said, call 999. So I actually called 999, and it was a rainy day. We went. Obi was off work anyway. We went out to the ambulance, and they did all my obs, and they said my blood pressure was high because I got stressed out, but my oxygen saturation level was 99 and 100%. So they didn't think I had. And they listened to my chest. They couldn't hear anything. They didn't think I had fluid. I do think I had fluid in my body, but not there. Well, I definitely had fluid in my body. So they said, do you want to go to the local hospital? And I said, well, not really, because they actually don't know a lot about, in the A&E, they don't know a lot about renal function, renal problems. And when I've been in there before, like a couple of years ago, it happened that I had to go in there. Last year once, they had to keep ringing up King's the whole time to ask what to do next, what tests to do. And I thought, well, if I'm okay, then, you know, I'm not okay. I need to go to hospital, but I don't need to go to A&E. So we got a taxi because you can't book transport on the day, which cost us 40 bloody quid, but it was worth it. So I got in the hospital and I was in a right state. I was crying. I felt so ill. I was saying, I'm not going to die, am I? And they were saying, no, of course you're not. We'll look after you. And it was actually quite traumatic. And they said, A, we don't think you've got any fluid on your lungs because you wouldn't be able to talk, you wouldn't be able to lay down. But you are overloaded with fluid. I had put on, since the last time they weighed me, which was like a couple of, about 6 weeks ago, I think, I had actually put on like 6 kilograms or something. Which is a preposterous amount of weight for somebody. And they said it's because I hadn't exercised since I broke my foot. And I said, well, that's what one of the nurses said. I said, no, it's not. It isn't, because I don't eat much. I never eat. Over Christmas, I didn't eat any. The only thing, sweet thing I ate was one spoonful of Christmas pudding. And I might have had one or two chocolates, I think. And the only other sweet things I ate were fruit. I don't eat anything. There's no way I can put on that weight from food, because I don't eat much at all, as you've just seen. That was my dinner, what I've just eaten. The toast, one piece of toast. So anyway, they told me that they thought if I wasn't doing my dialysis properly, I'm going to have to go on to hemodialysis. And of course, I got really distressed. I don't want to do that. But I saw one of the head people from the PD team, well, the head person. She was the one that put my tube in. And she said, look, I don't want you to have to do that. You know, it's up to you, really, because you're one of my first patients I ever had at this hospital, you know, and you've done so well, because I've been on it now for more than 2.5 years. And she said they could do it on a temporary basis, just putting like a line from under my collarbone down to my right breast. And then they can do it straight away, and they could put me on it for 4 to 6 weeks just to get me back up feeling better quickly. But she said, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. They were going to do it next week, or this week now. This was the last Friday. She said, I'll tell you what we do. We'll send you home. She was so lovely with me. She tried to tell me how to relax. She was very reassuring about everything. She went above the call of duty. She gave me her mobile number for over the weekend. I didn't use it, but you know, I had it there, which gave me a great lot of comfort. I said I wanted to come into hospital, but she said it's not a good idea. You're better off at home, because the staff are they're understaffed on the renal wards. They're 14 nurses short, and at the weekend it's the worst. And I think, why do people complain about having foreigners over here? The nurses in this country, when they train, they must all clear off abroad. So, you know, I'm never going to complain about foreigners, because, to be honest, I think they hold up the NHS nowadays. This lady's not... Well, she's Irish, actually, Southern Irish, so I suppose she is a foreigner, really. But she's really nice, and she was so good with me. They all were. And they calmed me down, and they told me that I'm normally supposed to do 3 yellow bags, which means they're the weakest solution, because the dialysis works on osmosis, and a purple bag, which works on a different formula. It's still osmosis, but it's starch instead of sugar, and it takes off a lot more fluid. So I'm meant to do 3 of those a day and 1 purple, and she told me to do 1 purple and 4 green. Now the green ones are a step up from the yellow. They are much stronger solution. They take off more fluid. Now, she told me I would have to restrict my intake of fluid over the weekend and come back on Monday. Now, the fluid I was taking... I actually had noticed a couple of days beforehand that I couldn't drink. I think it was my body was saying, please don't take on any more. You don't need it. If someone... I'd ask for a cup of tea and I'd drink 2 mouthfuls and I'd have all these cups of tea stacked up. I couldn't drink them. So it wasn't any hardship to me at all not to drink. I'd just drink a couple of mouthfuls. And it didn't worry me at all, which it normally would. That's one of the reasons I don't want to go on hemodialysis, because you build up fluid and then you don't urinate. You don't pass urine once you've been on that for a while. which you do with this, you continue to do so with this kind of dialysis. So you can let some out that way. And I was thinking, when I don't do my dialysis regularly, that it all comes out that way. But believe me, it doesn't. I think the fluid in my body had been building up for months, certainly weeks. And I took off 5 litres of fluid over the weekend in those bags. 5 litres. Imagine how much that is. That is a lot of fluid to carry around. It's a lot of weight to carry around. And when I came back on the Monday, I had lost a stone in weight. I kid you not. I swear to you, I lost a stone in weight from fluid. And, I mean, 5 litres isn't quite a stone, but I wasn't eating a lot either, so I actually lost a stone. And the surgeon said he wanted me to lose a little bit of weight. He wanted me to lose 10 pounds. Well, obviously, I've lost more than that, but my weight had gone up since he looked, you know, it went up since the thing he looked, the weight that on the chart that he was looking at. So I've got two kilograms to go by the end of my heart. If I can't do that, then I'm absolutely hopeless. Now, I religiously did my exchanges of fluid over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was back up there Monday. Obi couldn't come that time, so I was on my own. I can't tell you. Okay, I'm not back to my normal self, but excuse me. I cannot tell you how much better I feel. Oh, I felt on Monday, and it's getting better every day. When I was really bad, if I got up to go to the toilet, I spent most of the time in bed for a start because I was too weak to do anything else. If I went to the toilet and came back, I was nearly on the floor. My heart was going boo, 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 and I couldn't talk for a few minutes, which probably was a relief to everybody. I knew that I was better when I don't think about it. I go to the toilet, I come back, and the other thing was standing up. Now, I've been like this for ages. When I stand up from sitting down on the sofa, my legs absolutely killed me. I dread standing up. Now, this was back before I even broke my foot. Because I've been under dialysing for a long time, I think. But now, I don't even think about it. I get up and I think, it just hit me yesterday. I went, I stood up. I didn't even think about it. I said to Obi, look, he was sitting down here. I went, look how fast I can go up the stairs. And I went, boom, boom, boom. I nearly ran up the stairs and I wasn't out of breath at the top. I mean, my heart was a little bit, you know, raised. My pulse was a bit raised, obviously, but I wasn't like half dead on the bed. I just was fine. So things are improving. I saw my doctor. He still is talking about putting me on hemodialysis because he feels that, he said it's quite common for people that do this type of dialysis to lose motivation when they've been on it quite a while. And so it's not uncommon. And people usually do change over at some point, but I said I'm not really ready to do that. I want to be given another chance. But the only thing is now I'm having to do it 5 times a day. I'm not doing all greens anymore. I'm doing a purple, 1 green, and 3 yellows. And I've got very, very little fluid coming out now because it's back to normal how it should be. My ankles were swollen. My legs, my legs look flabby now because I'm used to them for probably months. Having extra fluid in my ankles, look like skinny chicken legs. So I'm hoping to, get back out and start going out and stuff soon. It's going to take a long time. I will have days when I don't feel as well. Even within a day, when I went upstairs later after that, I felt, a little bit achy again. And that is going to happen. It's not a miracle. It's just how I should be, because if I'm dialysing properly and she said, the lady that I saw on Friday, last Friday, I was meant to see her again on Monday, but she was sick. Oh, the worst thing of all, when they took emergency bloods from me when I got in there on Friday, and by the time we left to go home, she told me my hemoglobin count was 6.3, and it's meant to be like 11. Most women's is meant to be about 14, but in kidney patients, they keep it lower for some reason. Mine's 6.3, it's never been that low. I said, no wonder I feel so ill. And also I had this terrible bruise on my ribs. I don't know how I did it. I'm bleeding very easily under the skin. I had some more blood taken on Monday, and it went up to 6.7 because I'd done my injection last week. But I also took one with me, and my consultant did it. I mean, I did do it properly. I've always done it properly except that once. But I think he wanted to see me do it. He wanted to actually see that it was done and not just me say, I'll do it. So I took it in and he did it. So it's probably going to go up more, you know, more and more. And I've got to take another one in next Monday. He said I might have to do it twice a week for a while. I will never, ever, I swear, ever not take it on time again. Because if I take it regularly and then something goes wrong, it's not going to kill me if I have to... Well, I won't have to miss one because now I know that I don't have to miss it anymore. You know, I can just do it again. It's not going to hurt. It is a natural substance that your body produces, but it can put your blood pressure up because we are, you know, when you have an injection of it, you do taking, you know, quite a bit in one hit, if you know what I mean. So I've kind of been to hell and I'm halfway back. As for Christmas, I wasn't very well. I didn't know I had all this coming, but I was in the middle of it. On Christmas Day, my ex-husband and his wife came round. I was meant to help Connor with the dinner. He didn't ask me to, but I usually do all the vegetables and everything, but he and Ronan did the whole thing. It was a really nice dinner. We ended up having turkey. I had a nut roast thing from Tesco's, which I shared with Eamon's, my ex-husband's wife. And but Connor gave me far too much. I couldn't eat much of it. It was such a lovely dinner. And then we had cauliflower cheese and macaroni cheese and roast potatoes and Yorkshire puddings and stuffing. And they had pigs in blankets. And he roasted carrots in the oven with olive oil. They were lovely. And he roasted the parsnips with olive oil and they were lovely. And we had sprouts and we had broccoli and anything else. I can't remember all the sauces on the table and stuff. And then we had a Tesco's Christmas pudding with, and I had a little bit of brandy cream, and we didn't really have any tea because we were so full up. We just had a little bits and pieces, but we had a nice day. But no one cleared the kitchen up. Oh my God, I clear the kitchen as I go along. You can't really help it when there's more than the normal family because you have got more plates and jugs of gravy. We had to have two lots of gravy because we had vegetarian for myself and my ex's wife obviously meat for the rest of them, so that's like two jugs, and I think there were three jugs and everything, you know. So 2 o'clock in the morning I was still up, and so it took me 3 hours to clear the kitchen, and I didn't go to bed, fell asleep on the sofa. And then Boxing Day my family were coming down, but I said we're just doing buffet food. I'm not cooking a meal. Well, you know, we just had quiche, jacket potatoes and all that, salad and stuff, cheese and all the crap you get at Christmas party food and things, which are full of fat, salt and sugar and crap, but they taste quite nice until you get sick of them. Unfortunately, there was some family drama, which I don't want to go into on here, and I was very upset, and everyone had a nice time. My Ronan's partner came down with his mum. I'd never met her before. I met him. He stays here sometimes. Connor was gone to his girlfriend's that day, so he wasn't here. But there was a lot of family drama, and I was very, very upset. And then, of course, New Year got off to this start with all this other crap, so I've had a really rotten time. I'm hoping I'm on the mend now. I'm certainly feeling a lot better. I'm not dreading going upstairs. I'm able to get around better. You know, walking. I walked from the renal unit to the departure lounge the other day. I was very tired. It's not that far. Someone said it's about a mile because they said the corridor's a mile long. I don't think it is, but it actually is probably about 3/4 of a mile. Because we were at one end and they're at the other. and I felt really tired, but at least I could do it. When I went, when was it? Before Christmas, I think. When I went to see the surgeon, I couldn't do it. Partly because of my foot, but also because I just was too weak. And we had to sit down halfway, and Ovi had to go looking for a wheelchair for me. So I have improved. I'm going to do a little bit of exercise now. I couldn't go on my bike. That was the other thing. But I think I might be able to do a bit of gentle exercise on my bike now. And what I can do, we've got a 50-foot driveway, so, and it's got a handrail. I can walk up and down that. I mean, I'll probably look like a tiger in a cage pacing up and down, but I don't really care. Tooth Tooth just chased Pinky. I don't really care what the neighbours think. I can do it in the dark if I want. And what I'm going to do is, Niall's not getting a lot of exercise, so I'm going to make him walk up and down with me and do a bit of obedience at the same time. I'm not going to make him walk up and down 50 times because he'll wonder what's going on. He'll get confused. But, you know, it's a bit of, you know, me and him time. And I'm just hoping that this year can't be any worse than the end of the last one and the beginning of this one. So I'm just hoping. In other news, everyone else is okay. Connor's still working at the same place. Obi's still going around different stations. He's sometimes at Orpington, Victoria, London Bridge. He's been at a load of other ones, but he's tending to stay at those ones, the main ones he's been working at now. The animals are all okay. Tooth Tooth's being stupid. He's playing on. What are you doing? Oh, just let him out. That's Pinky playing on the stairs. I think it's morning. Well, she does that all night, all that jumping around with banisters and everything. He's raking the cushion to make it comfortable to sit on. We've got this moon that was Ronan's when he was a baby. It's where you pull the string and it plays Brahms' lullaby. It was hanging on the door to the cupboard where I've got some things in, and it's always, it can't shut properly. And Niall manages to get it off the handle, and it really annoys me, and he's ripped a hole in it. He doesn't chew them, but it's probably where he pulled it off. And when I let Tooth Tooth in, he was running around the room, and I thought it had like a little teething ring, like a plastic teething ring, in the shape of a heart or something on the end. And he was running around the room, and he was going click, click, click on the floor. I knew what it was, and because it tinkled as well when he did it. And I thought he'd got his foot stuck in it. So there was me panicking, thinking, oh, my God, he's stepped in it because he's got little tiny paws. He's got stuck on his foot, and he's running around trying to get it off. And then I realised he had it in his mouth, and he was playing with it. And he's running, and he's taking it, and he's probably left it on the stairs. The thing that I've been left with, the legacy I've been left with regard to my foot, is I'm really don't like coming downstairs anymore. I know that sounds stupid, but I have to hold on both sides and come down. I haven't got a rail one side, but I just have to stretch my hand across, because within a couple of weeks, I fell down them twice. The first time I slipped down the last five. And I didn't hurt myself at all, but it was it's a shock. I had nothing on my feet, and I just slipped on the carpet. And then this other time, I did have shoes on, and I don't know how I did it. Tripped, slipped, what? I don't know. But that's when I broke my foot, and I don't like these stairs anymore. They are not bad, because they go round in two places, so obviously you can't really... fall straight down, but even so, you can do quite a lot of damage from just one step. Anyway, I think I've gone on long enough, and I'm going to upload this now, so I'll speak to you all soon. 31 minutes. Pause recording. Okay, a quick addendum to this post. I just went upstairs to the toilet, I come back down, and I came back down normally, so maybe I can do it after all. I've just got to be extra careful, and I'm very aware of it. Now, I've just been upstairs and back down, and before this, I would not be able to talk. So there you go. That's how much better I am. I will speak to you all soon. And once again, Happy New Year, and I'll try and get on here a bit more, because I have been listening to people's posts, and I like what I listen. Nearly everything I listen to, I like. So if you ever looked at my account on your computer, you would see I have been listening. I really think that in the app they should have how many likes it got has, like comments. I've never understood why they don't do that, like they do on Facebook. and the excuse me. Of course, there's a lot of talk about the new app coming up, the new update. Quite upset about that. There are ways to get around the comments. I think you can like tag someone in. You can do a short reply. You know, you can do a reply to them and tag them in it. I think that's the way to get around comments. The DMs is, well, you just can't do them. You'll have to use something else, do something and upload it into Dropbox or use WhatsApp. WhatsApp's good, but the only thing is, unless you turn everything off, so you get, you know, you don't get any incoming, it's the phone calls, messages and that don't hurt it, but if you get a phone call that comes in when you're doing a WhatsApp message, it's gone, which is really annoying. You can do up to about an hour on them. I haven't done that much, but I have done like more than 20 minutes. But the other thing is you can accidentally cancel it when you go to upload it, which I've done loads of times. And it's dependent on phone numbers, which again is a bit stupid, really. And some people don't like giving out their phone numbers. So it means I'll probably lose touch with some people like Gwendoly Ann, which I will be really sorry about. Anyway, if anyone wants to add me to Facebook, I know she doesn't have Facebook, but I'm Melanie Akpotu. No, I'm not. I'm Melanie Morgan Akpotu. And if anyone wants to email me, I don't mind giving out my email address. After all, I belong to email groups and I don't suppose any but my followers are going to have listened this far, and they probably haven't, to get my email address. It's, again, Melanie Akpotu, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, all lowercase, A-K-P-O-T-U, at btinternet.com. So anyone who does want to keep in touch and doesn't want to give out their phone number or whatever for WhatsApp, you know, that's fine. I don't suppose anybody will, but it's there for the taking if you want to. And I will speak to you all soon. I'm going to drink my tea before it goes cold.